In Division 3, number 11 Richland Center will play at number 6 Dodgeville. Number 7 Bigfoot will host number 10 seeded River Valley. Prairie du Chien and Platteville among the area teams that will have the night off next Tuesday night in the first round. And in Division 2, Baraboo will be at Sparta, Mount Horeb at Delavan Darien, and it will be Monroe at Milton. Stoughton hosts Fort Atkinson as well. Sauk Prairie and Reedsburg will play in the second round. Both have first-round byes. And the WIAA sectional will be coming up this weekend for high school wrestlers. The girls will see their first postseason action coming up this weekend. We'll be following the fortunes of the wrestlers at both Wisconsin Dells and at Mineral Point on Saturday. For Riverdale, 8 sectional qualifiers led by Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Riley Wanick, Sean Duffy and Caden Renish, Grant Matthews, Terry Sage, Chase McGuire as well. From Ithaca Weston, Nolan Waldner, Ashton Bennett, and Mac Neef will represent. And from Richland Center, Ethan Haiti, Mason Jelenic, Cole Brenninger, Teague Perkins, and Braden Kleppe will all be a part of the field at Wisconsin Dells. River Valley's Noah Radke, Mason Schulte, Wyatt Knockreiner, and Blake Brickle will also wrestle Saturday for the right to move to next weekend's WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament. Team sectionals will be held tomorrow in the area. Teams involved by the highest total, the top two teams at this past weekend's regionals, move on to tomorrow night sectionals. River Valley will entertain a team sectional. Prairie du Chien will take on Belleville Monticello New Glarus tomorrow night in the first match, and Lodi wrestles GET Melrose Mindoro. And in Division 3, at Fenimore tomorrow evening, Aquinas will wrestle Iowa Grand Highland simultaneously as Fenimore will be taking on Royal Waniwak Center in the second match. The winners of those sectional semifinals will wrestle in the sectional final match later on in the evening on Tuesday. Lots of high school sport news today. Thank you for joining us for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
It is a 36-20. 20 Riverdale lead. Here's a look at first half scoring for the Chieftains. Looks like Andre Tainer with 18 here in the first half.
He did a great job inside. A lot of good offensive glass rebounds and some teardrops, right, Phil?
You got it. One or two. Caleb Tracy with 6. 3 for Bevan Dennis. 2 each for Michael Hernan. And Carson Kenyon has a total of, 8 points. Also, 8 points for Danny Rowling for one Ewok. We have Cam Tellefson with 6, Xander Myers with 4, and Jack Birdie with 2. No threes for one Ewok center in the first half, 2 of them for Riverdale.
Yep. Yeah, I thought it was a well-played first half. I mean, both sides did some really strong things out there. I think Riverdale was really strong inside. Danny Rowling had some really strong moves to the basket, and kept them in the ball game. I think the difference in this half, Phil, obviously it's all these turnovers, but I think Riverdale's going to have those three-point looks. And first half, I think hitting 2 of those, and I think if you heat up from the outside, things could be a little bit different on the scoreboard.
You're right. And Riverdale's depth, too.
Yes. I think you're right. I think it will maybe wear one walk down because you can bring in a number of guys off the bench that, again, are seniors, along with Bevan, the freshman. So. But, yeah, a lot of depth is going to make a difference, too.
No doubt. 36-20 to score at halftime. Riverdale leads one Ewok Center on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for the perfect love seat and sofa set? Well, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has you covered. For those that love the cool look of leather but the long, warm feel for fabric, the Stoneland Reclining Sofa and Reclining Love Seat set delivers both with ease. Its high-performance padded faux leather is remarkably durable and easy to clean. Just the thing for family spaces. Not to mention fashion-forward flair. Shop the Valentine's Day sale now through February 17th, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's internet has gotten incredibly faster. Get an extra kick in your internet performance with speeds up to 100 megabytes. Call us for telephone, higher speed internet, and digital television packages. For reliable telecommunication services with support from local technicians you can trust, contact Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative at 537-2461. Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Riverdale in the lead. We're underway in the second half. The Wolves with a basketball going from our right to our left. And they'll work it off to Gavin Olson. Olson off a drive. Keeps the dribble with the left hand. Skips it back to Chaplin. Chaplin lobs it now for Rowling. Rowling catches, drives lane. Wow. Nice move up and no good with a shot. Tainer with a rebound and he's fouled.
Yep, nice move just overlaid. Nice rebound by Andre. I think I'll have to check this out. Yep, number 5. Gavin Olson picked up the foul. Yep.
Okay.
Sophomore.
No backcourt pressure from one Ewok Center, and Carson Kenyon will run it across the timeline. Chieftains with the 5 senior starters back in. Ball goes down low. There is a
nice kick
by Tainer to the corner. Kenyon's shot, no. Rebound, Tracy. Free throw line jumper on the rim, no good. Hernan, one-hand rebound. He is fouled.
Yep, before the shot. Nice rebound, Michael. He stuck out his left hand, was able to secure it. Went up. Before he went up for the shot, he was fouled.
Second foul on the Wolves, and Olsen.
Yep, Gavin Olsen picked it up.
Picked it up.
So oh, nice play.
Inbound to Hernan. Michael scores.
Really nice pick for the picker. That's an old school play. That's probably 100 years old, but worked well again.
38-20 the score. Used to work well at the Casanova Gym or the Lime Ridge Community Center.
Yep.
Shot of the way for the Wolves. Up and good by Gavin Olsen.
Nice drive. Nice left hand. He went to his weak side. Yeah, that pick for the picker works great on tile.
Yeah, tile floor. I was thinking about that with the old 1AWX Center gym, the old Weston gym.
Exactly.
A little slippery out there.
Yep.
I was pretty slow, but it was hard for me to get started without slipping.
Plus, it hurts your vertical.
Yes. Top of the circle. What was that?
Yeah.
Ball to the corner. On a drive, Tracy.
Nice pass.
Into the lane. Tainer scores.
Yep. Really nice job of offense there. Andre setting up in the middle of the lane. Caleb drove, dished it. Andre dropped it over the front of the rim.
Just some real nice, unselfish play right now.
Exactly. That's huge, I think. If your team's going to really make a big move, the ability to share the basketball is huge.
Tough shot from 15 by Danny Rowling. No good. Rebound by Andre Tainer of Riverdale. Now the Chieftains off to the races again. Carson Kenyon right side. There's Tracy. Drives. Cut off. Kenyon. Left side to Bob. Landon looks inside. Throws it. Free throw line. There's a kick to the corner. Kenyon for three. Short. Follows his shot and saves it. Nice inbounds to 1AWX Center.
Nice job.
Corbin Chaplin.
Chaplin picked it up. Nice save by Carson, but just didn't go our way.
Ball goes back to Olsen. Left side taken there by Tellefson. Down to the baseline, Rowling. Rowling on a drive, got around the defenders.
Oh,
creates a shot in the lane, no good. Rebound, Andre Tainter.
Nice strong move just off the front of the rim. Andre there to pick up another rebound.
Off to Carson Kenyon. Kenyon on the left wing for the Chieftains. Swings it back to Tracy on the right side. Left side, Bob. Bounce feed, Tatum.
Nice,
back door. There's Michael Hernan. Down too deep. Missed it. Now gets the rebound. Kicks it back out and is fouled.
Nice pass by Andre. Michael got a little bit caught up in the traffic, but secured the ball. Picked up a foul, and that was on Cam Tellefson.
Yep. That's his second. Long lob for Michael Hernan. Top of the circle. Tries to throw it in low. Knocked loose by the Wolves, but picked up by Landon Bob. Back to Andre Tainer. Swings it low. One-hand catch by Kenyon. Back to the corner to Bob. Bob, outlet now. It goes to Tainer. Andre drives. Creates a pass to the corner. That's going to be Kenyon. Well, there's all kinds of moves going on.
Yeah.
There's a kick out by Tracy. Bob, top of the circle. There's Tainer.
Ooh.
Down deep. Near side shot goes, but a
on
whistle
the
on the floor.
Yep. Yep.
That'll be the fourth on 1AWX Center and the third on Danny Rowling.
Yep, Rowling reached and grabbed as he went to the basket, picking it up.
Inbound pass for the Chieftains. They'll get it into Caleb Tracy. Tracy back to the corner. Kenyon for three. No good. Rebound by Chaplin of the Wolves.
Good look, good run. Just a little short on the shot.
15 minutes remaining. Chaplin throws it off to the right side. Myers, top of the wheel. Olsen. Olsen penetrates a bit, knocked away by Tainer. Now picked up. Foul. Nice job again by the Wolves. They'll maintain possession. Rolling left side, creates a shot. It's up, no good. Hernan with a rebound.
Nice drive. Nice rebound by Michaels. He secured it. Oops.
Outlet pass knocked away, and Tainer goes and gets it. Boy, physical play.
Yeah, that was a little contact there.
Ball goes off to Kenyon. Left side, Tracy. Caleb tightropes the baseline now to Hernan. Kicks it back to Kenyon. Left side, Bob for three. On the way, no good. Rebound tipped around. Tracy touched it last. Rolls to the backcourt and picked up by Kenyon.
Yep, Carson Kenyon.
I think it should have been over and back.
Yep,
they did make the call.
Yep, because he did deflect it.
Yep. Boscobel leading 29-22 over Riverdale in girls basketball tonight. Viroqua 50-22 over Richland Center. He'd be posted on the Phil Nee flip phone tonight.
There you go.
Yep.
That's a classic.
Yep.
Got to stay up to par on the new technology.
Up to date. Yeah, it's got a rotary dial on it. Wolves on the left side. Olsen penetrates. Nothing. Down to the baseline. Chaplin. Chaplin is double teamed. Skips it back now to Rowling.
Nice
throws
pass.
It in the lane. Turnaround shot on the rim and good for Chaplin.
Nice pass. Nice pass inside. Chaplin made a nice move in the lane. Dropped it down.
40-24 in favor of the Riverdale Chieftains. 13:44 remaining here in the ball game. Landon Bob off to Andre Tainer. Tainer penetrates a bit, lost the handle, gives it to Bob. Back to the right side. On a drive, there's Kenyon. Hernan now fires it off to Bob. Hernan, left side. There's a nice pass, Tracy, to Kenyon. Now back to Hernan. He'll shoot a three. Looks good in.
Nailed it. Nice job by Michael. He's got the touch. Had his feet square. Dropped it home.
43-24, Riverdale in the lead.
Nice job of offense that time. They were patient, worked it around. Got an open look.
Olsen gets a little give and go
nice
down low.
Move.
Reverse lay-in.
Wow.
By Gavin.
Really nice move. Gavin Olsen, a sophomore, came under the basket with that one move and then dropped it over the back of the rim.
Ball goes left side for Kenyon, and he is going to pull up, throws to the corner. Tainer, back to Carson, three on the way. Riverdale, good. Yep.
That's the spot right there. You get top of the key, and somebody kicks it back out to you. I bet you that shooting percentage is up. We'll have to study it sometime, Phil, when
sure.
we have the time.
Yeah, we will. Catch it in rhythm and go. Wolves at the near side. Now a drive. Tough shot with a little rainbow up and no good. Put back up. Next door, good. That was number 21, Xander Myers.
Yeah, Xander Myers did a really nice job, a weak side rebound. He got good inside position. Secured the rebound, knocked it off the glass.
Riverdale in the corner. Here's Tracy. Kicks it back out to Bob. Now Hernan, top of the circle. Reverses it. Carson Kenyon drives baseline. He's cut off. Throws it back to the corner. Tainer. Back to Hernan. Open.
Is.
Three on the way. Michael on the rim. No good. Rebound down low. Pulled down by Chaplin.
Nice rebound by Chaplin, but good job by Andre. Kicking it to Michael. Had a good look. Just a little too strong.
Rolling to Olsen. Down to Tellefson. Drive. Shot partially blocked. I think Hernan got a piece of
yep,
it.
Yep, he did. Deflected it out with Landon Bob. Carson Kenyon with
Carson
the ball.
Thought about a three. Now back to Tainer. Andre for three. He
wow.
got it.
Nice job by Andre. Squared up. Knocked it down.
Riverdale feeling it right now.
Yep. Those threes start going. The game changes in a hurry.
It does. 49-28, Riverdale. 11:40 remaining in the ball game tonight. Wolves now will accelerate a little bit. Rolling goes left side. Olsen drives down deep. Knocked away by Bob. Loose on the floor. Out into the commons.
Yep.
And it will be one Ewok ball.
Yep. Nice job by Landon and Caleb teaming up there to get the turnover.
One Ewok center, you know, you look at their younger roster. They've got some potential coming up, don't they?
Oh, for sure, Phil. You know, it takes time. You got, you know, a couple really good seniors, but then you got a lot of young, like you said, freshmen and sophomore. They've got to get experience and keep working at it and hang in there.
Confidence
yep.
is the key. Devin Dennis to the corner. Kenyon for three on the rim. No good.
Yep.
Rebound pulled down by Cam Tellefson.
Yep. Nice shot by Carson, just a little strong.
Outlet to Gavin Olsen. He accelerates.
Ooh,
goes
nice
down
move.
Deep. Takes it him short. Oh, yeah, with a left hand. Good.
Yeah, went to this left hand, knocked it in. Really nice drive to the basket by Gavin Olsen.
49-30, 11 minutes remaining in the game. Bevan Dennis, he'll shoot a three, near side, good!
Yep. Bevan, the freshman, is the shooter. I'm telling you, Phil, he's got a lot of highlights coming down his way.
52-30, Riverdale. Far side, now the Wolves back to the middle. Olsen, struggling to bring it up court. Tommy rolling on the near side. Tommy skips it across, and that's good. 10 seconds. Didn't get it quite in time.
Yep. Riverdale picking a little forecourt pressure up, just trying to keep the tempo going. Force the 10-second violation.
So the inbounder will be Andre Tainer, and the Chieftains will operate in the backcourt. Carson Kenyon grabs it, 52-30. Riverdale, Kenyon, top of the circle with a left hand, drives lane, kicks it back out. There's Offerdahl. Rich drives,
nice.
Throws to the corner. Tainer back to Dennis. Bevan to the corner. There's Carson Kenyon. Driving baseline,
oh,
throws
beautiful.
It back in bounds. There's Tainer. Up, no good. Foul call.
Yep, I think Xander Myers picks this one up, Phil, I believe. Yep.
You're right.
Andre will go for two. This is a really nice job. Riverdale passed up a few looks. They could have taken the shot, but kept driving, then kicking, and Andre made a nice cut to the basket, shoots two.
Xander Myers with three now. Free throw is no good for Andre. Chieftains were 4 of 5 from the line in the first half.
Yep. Andre's got good form. I'd say this one's going in.
You think so?
Yep.
All right. Ethan Bumkamp into the game for Riverdale. Free throw in the air, and there you go. Should have been looking at Vegas yesterday, maybe. At
yeah.
that.
yeah.
A lot of people did.
Yeah, they did.
Ball comes in play 53-30,
trapped.
Our ball game score, and Riverdale has them trapped, but the Wolves
nice.
Get it across. They're going to work
oh, nice
it back
over.
Tainer knocked it down, and
Ooh.
Andre tries to save it in bounds,
yep.
and he's fouled.
Yep. 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 Number five picked it up, Gavin Olsen.
That'll be the third on Olsen, and Tainer will put put it in play. No pressure in the backcourt from the Chieftains, or on the Chieftains.
Yeah.
And here comes Carson Kenyon walking in across the R at center circle. Bevan Dennis on the right side shoots a three. It is good.
Yep.
And a timeout taken.
Yep. Going to have a warning here for touching the ball.
Oh, somebody touched it out of bounds.
Yep.
All right. There you go. Yep. So a warning on Riverdale.
Yeah, when you're in a press like this, obviously people know, but when the ball goes to the basket, you can't be deflecting it because otherwise you're slowing down the other team's ability to bring it in against pressure.
You know, that's how I got my only technical with varsity.
Oh, yeah?
after we'd been warned, I wasn't smart. It was just reaction, you know. You do it all the time in practice, tip it out of bounds.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Phil wasn't smart enough to realize that.
It'll happen.
Yep. There's a foul called on this one. It's on Riverdale right at midcourt, and that's going to go against Ethan Baumkamp.
Yep, Ethan Baumkamp with the reach on the trap at half court.
Wolves bring the basketball top of the circle. Olsen throws it right side, rolling. Rolling spins. Gives it now to Chaplin, just up from the baseline, and he's double-teamed by Riverdale. Cross court, picked off Kenyon. Trying to go coast-to-coast now. Coast in and scores using his speed.
Yeah, nice shot by Carson. Anticipated the pass, stepped in front, took it to the rim.
58-30 in favor of the Chieftains. 9:23 to play. Ball goes right side, Olsen. Gavin gives it back to Chaplin. Up to the middle, Wolves to Hanko. Now it goes to Tommy Rowling. He's cut off by Tainer. Outlet pass now, and the Wolves will set it up. Half of the half to go. Just over 9 minutes. Hanko in the corner has it knocked away and out of bounds.
Yep. Riverdale running that 2-3 now, extending the trap, getting pressure. Knocked it up. Carson knocked it out of bounds.
Danny Rowling returns for the Wolves, and for Riverdale, it is Alan Wilkie.
Yeah, Alan Wilkie in, senior. Have a chance to get some action.
You bet. Oh, good job by Coach Kenyon rotating him around
for
tonight.
Sure.
Ball goes right side, down to the baseline, and a traveling call on one he walks center.
Yep, drug his foot. It was Cooper Hanko, I believe, Phil, number 10.
So the Chieftains will get it back and are ready to roll here. Bevan Dennis on the near side, scoops it up. Oh, nice steal there by Olsen, anticipating the pass. Gets around the defense. The Wolves, we're going to be called for traveling.
Yep. Nice steal. He stepped in front, but as he came down, the ball got caught on his hip.
Sometimes you get a little bit too much of a rush.
Yep.
And it goes back now to the Chieftains with 8:44 to go. Bevan Dennis, crossover dribble in the lane, creates a shot. This one won't stay. Rebound by Cam Tellefson of the Wolves.
Nice job by Cam Tellefson. Rebound was good drive by Bevan.
Rolling goes the other way, lays it up. Nope, in and out. Rebound by Baumkamp. And Ethan will bring it out, and it's going to be Riverdale ball. They're going to shoot a three, offered all up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gavin Olsen, and now we're wind sprinting the other way. Cross court, picked off by Offerdahl. He pulls away from the pack, goes in for the stuff, short, and the rebound pulled down by Rowling. Tommy with the outlet pass, three on the way for one. He works center, good. Cam Tellefson.
Nice job by the freshman, pulled up and knocked it down.
58-33. Riverdale 0-for-2 on the slams here tonight.
Yep.
Bevan Dennis takes it across the timeline. Fires it off. And there's Wilkie for three. It is no good. And the ball is going to be rebounded by Danny Rowling. 7:45 to play. Rowling gets around the double team. Drives lane. Nothing. Dishes to the corner. Then up. And the shot is no good for Hanko. Blocked by Riverdale. Baumkamp up ahead to Dennis. Tough lay-in. No good. He was a little bit too deep.
Too deep on that, and
we're going to have a timeout taken. 7:29 remaining.
Oh, no timeout.
Nope, I guess not. And the Wolves will bring in a substitution, Corbin Chaplin. So Chaplin will be in, and the pass comes into Danny Rowling. Riverdale leading 58-33. Wolves throw it over to Tellefson, down low, posting up, nothing. They'll kick to the corner, three on the way, and that is no good for Chaplin. Rebound Wolves, back up, no, but a foul call. Hanko's fouled.
Yep. Nice job by Cooper Hanko. He ripped the rebound away, got fouled on his way up by by Andre Tainer, I believe, picked up the foul.
All right, so two free throws coming up. Riverdale's done well in the foul department, only their second. Tainer with his first. Free throw is on the rim. No good for Hanko. Second one coming up. Looks
looks like Caleb Tracy returns to the lineup.
Yep, Caleb back in for Andre.
Bucks leading the Nuggets 60-44 at halftime.
Wow.
As the NBA goes, those are usually short-lived.
Exactly.
Leads. Free throw by Hinko is no good. And foot four, let's see. Rebound chased down by the Wolves in the corner. Reverse lay-in up and good.
Yep, nice job. Chaplin hunted down the rebound, and Cam Towson picked up the pass. Reverse laid it in.
58-35. Riverdale, Dennis, back to Baumkamp. Ethan over to the corner. Wilkie back to Bevan Dennis. Three on the way, Riverdale. It is no good. But for Ethan Baumkamp up. Shot blocked there by Tellefson. Again, trying in his Baumkamp, and he scores.
Nice shot by Ethan. He kept competing. Got the offensive rebound. Laid it home.
60-35. Favor of the Wolves, and they're going to throw it away. We need to take a timeout.
Yeah.
6:34 remaining, 60-35 in favor of Riverdale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Welcome back to the Riverdale Elementary School Gymnasium. We have a bonus throw coming up on a foul against Oneiwok Center.
Yep, I think Cooper Hanko picked that up. I think went over the back on the rebound, and so Riverdale will be at the line.
All right. So and the Chieftains will shoot, I believe.
Yep, Alan Wilkie looks like he's going to the line to shoot a 1-1.
All right.
5:48 to go.
Alan getting a chance to score here on senior night, perhaps. Gets the ball from the official. This one in the air, and that one is no good.
Strong.
Rebound, Baumkamp knocked away, and now picked up on the dribble by Corbin Chaplin.
Yep. Nice shot by Oneiwok securing that.
Pass comes out to Danny Rowling. Rowling at the midcourt line, nothing. Fires it off to the right side, Chaplin. Up ahead now to Hanko. Left side, taken there by Rowling. Top of the wheel, it is Danny rolling from Tommy. Danny on a drive, gets down deep, tough shot, no good, foul called on the Chieftain.
Ethan Baumkamp picked it up, too much body, shooting two.
So they will mark that on the R2 to the bench, and rolling goes to the line for the second time tonight.
Yep.
8 points to his credit. Second foul on Ethan. Free throw in the air, and it is good.
Nice job. He's played really well tonight, Danny Rowling.
Yeah.
Yep.
Zarek Walsh.
Zarek Walsh seeing some of his first action.
You bet.
And for Bevan Dennis, who again had a tremendous game, he's got a really bright future ahead of him. He's got a lot of skills.
Definitely does. Free throw is no good on the attempt. Line violation, I think.
I think Ethan came in too soon. You got to wait till the ball's released from the shooter, and he was in too early.
So another chance for Danny Rowling. This one in the air, and that one is no good, out of bounds.
Yeah, a little short. Here we go.
It'll belong to the Chieftains.
Yep.
Flatville boys defeating Edgewood 75-31 this evening. Fort Edwards over New Lisbon 66-50.
Here we go.
New Lisbon, a conference opponent of Oneiwok Center.
Yep.
Pass comes in play, and walking it down is Rich Offerdahl. Offerdahl goes left side, caught there by Walsh. Zarek brings it back on the dribble, and he'll shoot a three. It's on the way, banked off, almost.
Almost got it.
Cooper nice Hanko rebound.
Nice rebound by Cooper.
Pass comes up ahead now. Danny rolling on the near side, drives low, shot blocked by Tainer, and out of bounds.
Yep. Ethan Baumkamp came across with a nice little block there.
Riverdale boys will be back in action tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Big rivalry game, of course, against Boscobel.
Yep.
Like we talked, it'd be an important game for seeding because every win is critical at this point. So
try to get a home game.
Yep.
Olsen catches into the corner for the Wolves. Drives baseline, dishes back in, bounce high and out of bounds.
Good defense, good interior defense. Riverdale won't give up the baseline. Force the pass, force the turnover. 4:57 left.
Wilkie and Offerdahl in the backcourt. And Rich will bring it up, wings it off to the near side. Caught by Zarek Walsh. Walsh three in the corner, on the way, no good. Fought for, rebound by Danny Rowling, and here go the Wolves the other way. Rowling down the boulevard. He goes in for an almost stuff, and he fouled.
He was elevated.
He was pretty good there.
I was surprised.
He was close.
He went up. Rich went up with him. Rich picked up the foul. Rich Offerdahl does. And so Danny Rowling will be at the line.
Dunkin' Donuts is one of our sponsors of the
three-point.
So that was a almost Dunkin' moment.
Yeah.
Free throw is no good. For
some of us ate too many Dunkin' Donuts, so we won't be Dunkin' anymore.
Just in our coffee.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Second one coming up. Rowling gives it a spin. And this one in the air, and that is good.
Rattle it down.
60-37, Riverdale. Chieftains with almost a line change coming up here in a moment. Rich Offerdahl, hands off. Zarek Walsh, left side. Zarek stops, shoots a three, and the way short, out of bounds.
Yep.
So the Chieftains bring back Carson Kenyon, Andre Tainer, Ethan Baumkamp, and Landon Baum.
I will guess, Phil, that Coach Kenyon re-put in the starters to maybe give them one last chance to come off the floor together, possibly.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Little curtain call.
Oh, yeah.
It's all seniors out there, isn't it?
Yeah, all seniors.
Ball goes right side, bounce feed off to Tellefson. He throws it to the corner. Baseline, nothing there. Back it goes to Olsen. Tellefson near side, nothing. Gives it back to Rowling. Rowling at the midcourt line, back to Olsen. Olsen on a drive, nothing. Fires it back to Rowling. Tommy gets around the defender.
Nice move.
Goes in, nothing. Kicks it out. On the way for a drive. Shot no. Foul called on either Baumkamp or Hernan. We'll see.
Yep. Ethan Baumkamp with the foul.
All right. That'll be his third. And going to the line will be Gavin Olsen, his first trip there. He has 6 points this evening. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Yeah. Fans bringing along the fat heads of the baby pictures
that's
tonight
been the old,
for the seniors.
Yeah, bringing that back.
Like to see that. That's cool. Free throw in the air on the
maybe
room.
Contact June and see if she's got one of you from the younger days.
They don't even have to blow it up. 60-38 is the score. Riverdale with the lead, 3:50 to go. And on a drive, now throwing inside there is Tainer, stolen away by Hanko of the Wolves.
Nice interior defense. Wanting ball collapsed inside, got the turnover.
Danny Rowling goes to the right side, Gavin Olsen. Olsen back to the left, and Hanko for three on the rim. No, and out of bounds, last touch by the Wolves.
Just came up a little short. Ball will go to Riverdale, 3:30 to go.
Chieftains, no pressure in the backcourt. Everybody kind of getting their wind sprints in here tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
Getting their cardio.
Yep.
Kenyon crossover dribble. Both teams have liked to push the ball when they can.
Yep.
And here's Andre Tainer. He scoops it back into Baumkamp. He goes to left side and to Carson Kenyon into the backcourt. They're going to call over and back.
Yep. Ball was deflected, but then Carson got, contacted it, so... Over and back.
Yep, and a timeout taken by the Wolves. 3:13 to play, 60-38. Riverdale leads on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Gavin Olsen drives lane, missed it, rebound Chieftains, and Kenyon taking it down to Landon Baum, 60-38, Riverdale leading this non-conference game. There's Baum from the corner for three, got it.
Nice shot by Landon. Again, another kick out. Ethan got the ball inside, kicked it back out to Landon. Landon knocked down the three.
Gets a chance to score here in senior night.
Yep, that's a good thing.
You bet. Wolves bring it across the half-court line. Rolling is stopped. Nowhere to wander. Gives it to Tommy on the right side. Tommy throws it high post. Caught by Tellefson. Backs up to the half-court line. Now to Hankel. Throws it low.
Oh, nice
Olson. Turn around in the lane. Little rainbow over the land of the Giants. Nothing good. Tommy rolling. Whoa. Puts it back. Blocked by Baumkamp. Rebound by Riverdale's Landon Bob.
Yep. Nice job of interior defense by Ethan. He'll shoot the three this time.
He will. It's good.
And he knocks it down.
Riverdale's had a good percentage here in the half.
Yep.
Timeout taken by Riverdale. And I think they're just going to bring in some subs right now. That makes the score 66-38 in favor of the Chieftains. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 threes.
Really?
For Riverdale.
Yeah, you could see that coming, I think. Riverdale's got a good three-point shooting team. It'll be interesting. As I know we got 2 weeks before tournaments, but you can hit that three. A lot of things change.
They sure do. Yeah, seven of those here in the second half. Under 2 minutes to play. 21 center with a drive. Tellefson. Hands off now to Olson. Nothing there. Back to rolling for three on the rim. Rattled. In and out. And the rebound taken down there by Zarek Walsh.
Yeah, and
he's tied up. That looked like me trying to win the teddy bear at the Richland County Fair.
Yeah.
Comes down and comes back out.
Yeah.
Can't win one from a girlfriend. Oh, well. Ball comes across to Alan Wilkie. Back to a wide open Ethan Baumkamp, and he won't take it. Kicks it out. There's Offerdahl from way outside. No good from Avoca, and the rebound pulled down by Hernan.
Nice rebound by Michael.
Michael in the corner, now drives, fires it back out. Zarek Walsh is there with a minute 15.
Michael fell.
Off
I thought
glass.
He was going to get it off the glass.
Off the rim.
Would have been his first bucket of the season.
Ball comes back to the Wolves. Left side, Gavin Olson to the corner. Three on the way, partially blocked. Tellefson shot. That was, Baumkamp got a piece of that.
Yes, he did.
Hernan ties up there with Gavin Olson.
Yep, jump ball. Wanywall keeps it. 59 seconds to go.
All right. Under one to go here. Fans have been treated to some highlights for both teams.
Oh, for sure. Good game on a Monday.
Ball comes inbounds. It's caught there on the right wing on a drive. A little
nice job.
Rainbow. A little teardrop, right?
Teardrop by Cam Tellefson. Nice drive to the basket. Dropped it in. He's played a solid game.
Yeah, 66-40 Riverdale. 47 seconds. Ball goes left side. Tarek Walsh is there. Steps back. Shoots a three. That one no good. Out of bounds. It'll belong to the Wolves.
Yep.
So no backcourt pressure from the Chieftains.
No, just looking to bring this thing to closure.
Wolves off to Olson. Near side three on the way, and that one won't go for Tellefson. Put back no good. It hit the upright, didn't it?
Yep, hit the upright on top of the basket, and that'll be Riverdale ball. They'll walk it up here.
All right. 30 seconds to play, and Offerdahl across the timeline. Rich backs in off the screen. Throws it toward Wilkie, tipped away by the Wolves, and Tommy Rowling picks it up. Tommy with the up-ahead pass to Gavin Olson. He's in the lane, shot up, blocked by Offerdahl, and the rebound picked up now by the Chieftains. That's Baumkamp Ethan across the timeline, 10 seconds to play. Back to Zarek Walsh, 7-6, and we have a whistle and a foul call.
I think 3 suck.
Okay. I think they're calling a foul. Everybody's walking the other way.
Yep.
Okay, foul is called on Rich Offerdahl, which will be his second.
And I think they're going intentional foul.
Oh, okay. So they're going to clear everybody out. And the free throw from Gavin Olson.
Yep, he'll shoot a pair, then Wani Walk will keep the ball.
This one in the air, and it is good for Gavin Olson. That'll make it 66-41. Second throw for Gavin in the air, and it is in and out.
Now Wani Walk will get it at half court.
Yep, with 5 seconds. Chance for maybe one more play. Shut it up and heave one, maybe. Gavin Olson will put it in play. Fires it in to Danny Rowling. 4 seconds, and he's going to hold the ball, and that will do it here tonight. Good one on senior night for the Chiefs.
Yep, nice for the seniors to go out with a win at home here. So, good ball game for Riverdale, as I think they'll be really focused on tomorrow night's game at basketball, but a good win here. Wanniwog played solid, got a lot of the young players, got a good game from Danny Rowling there, the senior guard, was strong all night long.
Sounds good. We'll be back with the postgame show next, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating on WRCO Radio Sports.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Postgame show sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 24/7 service, and a guarantee the job will be done right. 66-41, the final. Riverdale gets the victory. Kirk Thompson is here. He can help me with the turning point, but I think the outside shooting of Riverdale in the second half is big.
Oh, for sure. I think you had, just a second, Phil. Yeah, you had when they came out in the second half, were able to hit those threes. And I'm going to have to take a break, Phil.
Okay,
sorry.
Good. Kurt Thompson's got some athletic director duties here to do with the officials. They needed a key to the official room. All right.
Oh, sorry about that, Phil.
That's all right.
Yeah, the key, was the second half. Hitting the seven threes was humongous as they came out in the second half and put some distance. Wanniwog was playing tight inside with the zone, and Riverdale hitting the threes. A variety of guys knocked them down. I think that separated the game out in the second half.
No doubt. That's your turning point of the game. We had some tries for dunks, but we can't say a Dunkin' Dunk here tonight,
no,
unfortunately.
For sure.
A new way to run. Running has its rewards. Join Dunkin' Rewards. WRCO spotlights the turning points of the games. WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' is thrilled to bring back the Pink Velvet Macchiato. This visually striking layered drink captures hearts with its bold espresso, red velvet cake flavor, and notes of cream cheese frosting. Available hot or iced and here to stay through late February. But that's not the only star making a comeback. The Pancake Wrap-Up returns, featuring a fluffy pancake wrapped around bacon or sausage, egg and melted cheese paired with a side of maple syrup for dipping. Hurry to yours now in Richland Center, which runs on Dunkin'.
When it comes to choosing a propane provider, there's no settling for second best. Since 1939, Ferrellgas has delivered dependable hometown service to its customers. Serving the local community, the employee owners at Ferrellgas provide everyday low pricing and the quality service you and your family deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, there's never a better choice than Ferrellgas. Click ferrellgas.com or call 647-2164.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our team at Wilkinson Auctions is set up to help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at auction. Our team has three auctioneers, in-house marketing staff, in-house legal support, online bidding experts, real estate sales, and loadout crews. Why hire multiple teams when we can take care of it all? You can hire anyone to sell your stuff, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service
like it ought to be.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Welcome back as our postgame show continues, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. 66-41, the final score. Riverdale gets the win. Now a look at the scoreboard tonight. Viroqua defeats Richland Center in girls basketball 51-28. Also, last word, Baskerville was leading Riverdale 49-35 in girls basketball. It was North Crawford leading Westby at 49-41. Neillsville over Bangor in girls basketball, 50-41. Platteville over Edgewood in boys basketball, 78-37. Sauk Prairie leading River Valley, 40-17. Let's see. Belleville girls defeating Lancaster, 58-41. And Wazika Steuben over Hillsboro in girls basketball tonight, 52-51. Let's see, Darlington 50, River Ridge 49. That's a final. That's a barn burner tonight. Here at Riverdale, Riverdale wins the JV game 54-22 and the varsity game 66-41. Chieftains led by Andre Tainter's 23 points, 13 from Carson Kenyon, 9 by Bevan Dennis, 7 for Michael Hernan, 6 points scored by Caleb Tracy, 5 for Ethan Bumkamp, and 3 by Landon Bob. Leading the way for the visiting Winnewick Center Wolves, 13 for Cam Tullifson, 10 by Danny Rowling, 8 points scored for Gavin Olson, 6 for Xander Myers, and 2 apiece for Jack Birdie and Corbin Chaplin. Final score 66-41, Chieftains with their 8th win of the year, 8-13, Winnewick falls to 1-20 with the loss. We'll have the final portion on tonight's game come up in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Eastside BP on Richland Center's Eastside is open every day to serve you with quality BP fuels and all kinds of delicious food and snacks. Hours 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Pick up milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and other everyday items you need all in one stop. And keep your vehicle clean with a touch-free automatic car wash at Eastside BP Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044. Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Back with you from Riverdale for final words on the game tonight. A nice win for the Chieftain boys. Again, one of their best years in years, and first time in 20 years since they've won four games in the SWAL, always tough conference, and they've got more to go, including one tomorrow night against Boscobel, and that'll be a really nice game, and as Kurt and I mentioned during the game, very important for the upcoming WIAA seeding purposes as well. So Riverdale finishes up at Boscobel tomorrow night, then they're hosting Mineral Point Friday. They'll be at Darlington the following Thursday night. For Oneewoc Center, they have a game coming up this Thursday when they'll host Cashton and finish up the regular season with a game at Nisita next Monday night. Tonight, the Chieftains make nine threes, three of them from Carson Kenyon, two from Bevan Dennis. They're 5 of 8 from the line. Oneewoc Center makes 1 3-pointer. Cam Tillefson hit that in the second half, and they went 6 of 13 from the line. Riverdale wins the JV game 54-22, and they take the varsity contest 66-41 in senior night action here this evening at Riverdale. So very nice senior night festivities as they honored Rich Offerdahl, Carson Kenyon, Landon Bob, Alan Wilkie, Zarek Walsh, Ethan Baumkamp, Andre Tainer, Caleb Tracy, Michael Hernan, Felix Zimmerman, and Melanie Bloyer, Dakota Verhagen, Hannah Hinkle, Carson Ramirez, and Olivia Sturdivant, all seniors with the Riverdale basketball program this year. Thanks to Tim Feed, our engineer, on behalf of Kurt Thompson, our color man tonight. I'm Phil Mee, bidding a very pleasant good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from Richland Center High School with girls basketball, the Hornets, and Schulzberg right here on these airwaves. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball. Again, Riverdale wins 66-41 the final on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
We both knew it was coming, but we put it off. Then she woke up this morning, said we need to have a talk. Said she met some guy the other night, thinks he might be the one. I tried not to look happy as we were packing her things into her trunk. As she pulled out, I was smiling, thinking now she's drinking somebody else's on somebody else's tab, riding shotgun to some other poor SOB's crew cab, talking somebody else's ear off. She ain't my problem no more. She's drinking somebody else's whiskey, so I'm just gonna sit here and pour me a tall one and raise it up high. Here's to a real damn good goodbye. fine, it didn't get ugly, and worked out in the end. I guess I just got lucky, but I kinda feel sorry for him. Yeah, I wish him well, and hope like hell that old boy's made of green. Cause his brand new honey and his drinking money sure ain't gonna be cheap. Yeah, tonight it ain't on me. She's drinking somebody else's whiskey on somebody else's tab. Riding shotgun in some other poor SOB's crew cab. Talking somebody else's ear off. She ain't my problem no more. She's drinking somebody else's whiskey. So I'm just gonna sit here and pour me a tall one and raise it up high. Quiet like you, girl. Hey, mama, come my way. You're shaking them hips, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Since you're rolling into the room, got them blue eyes and blue jeans. Letting down your hair, making everybody stare in them red Lucchese's. I'll put home and here I go again. Do anything to get a piece of your attention. One dance, give me one chance. Come on, what you say? Hey, mama, rock my world. I never met nobody quite like you, girl. Hey. Swinging them hips, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Hey, mama, shake me up. Sipping and spilling from that red solo cup. Hey, mama, what can I say? Everybody wants you, but I need you to stay. Playing hard to get, girl, you're making me sweat. Watching those honey sweet lips. Lady me close, hold my wide open, get locked in a long, slow kiss. Oh man, you go again. Do anything to get a piece of your attention. One dance, give me one chance. Come on, what you say? Hey mama, rock my world. I never met nobody quite like you, girl. Hey mama, come my way. Swinging them hips, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Hey, mama, shake me up. Sipping and spilling from my red solo cup. Hey, mama, what can I say? Everybody wants you, but I need you to stay.
Everybody quiet.